This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn Adventure with the one and only Side Chick's favorite DJ. I go by the name of King Bash, about the Winter Stark himself. And man, tomorrow is the 25th of May, right? We will be celebrating Africa Day. And what better way to do so than on Capricorn FM with the best of the best in the building, right? Now, when you think of Petty Rap, right, there's a name that comes to your mind instantly, I'm telling you. A man who is capable. You heard him in the lyrics. Right? Kalina Barake Malibu. And he's joining me in studio right now. Late last year, he dropped a 6-track EP and with the lead, a single, Dipono, peaking at number 1, 3 weeks in a row on Capricorn FM's Limpopo Big 5, that is. So, that chart was on fire because of that song as well. Adventure Family, help me welcome the one and only Malibu. My brother?
Big brother, how's it?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Never better. Still trying, my G.
Khaleronya, come on. You good, my brother?
I am good, man. I'm good.
All right. So tell me, right? I mean, as we all know, we're Beyonce, defend Jabo, Nababa Beach, the Beehives, and Rihanna, Baba Beach, the Navy. So, what Malibu, Nababa Beach?
Nothing fancy. Kibakalaping, his family.
Yeah. Kibakalaping.
Family.
The booze. So, I mean, when one thinks of, you know, Petty Rap, your name is, you know what, it comes on top, right? And do you feel pressure that, you know, you're carrying Petty Rap on your shoulders?
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
Tell me about it.
One thing is that in our society, once you start being professional in what you do, everyone think or believe that you have money. Once you start being professional and try to deliver some clean stuff, you know, content and everything, clean music and everything, they start to think you have money. When you start to brand yourself and everything, they start to believe that you have money. Now, there's a lot of these youngins who are coming behind me. Libona, they come and doing this thing, they all want help from me. At least 90% of them. They all want help from me. And I still need help myself. So, yeah, it's a pattern.
All right, so let's speak about, you know, over the years, what has kept you going, you know? I mean, seeing that hip-hop as a whole genre, you know, does not get the spotlight, you know, that it's a bit pushed back right now.
Yeah.
So, and was there, you know, ever a point where you wanted to switch genres and or maybe just leave music entirely?
No. Where I come from the beginning of my journey, my musical journey, I started from beneath the bottom. I didn't start from the bottom. I started beneath the bottom. So,
I like that.
Yeah. So, to where I am right now, even the route that I went through, my people are just so superb. Like, the support, encouragement.
Sure.
You know, it was just enough for me because I come from a place where there was nothing and nothing was promising. Mm-hmm. So the little that I get right now or the little that I've been getting is kind of enough for now to keep me going, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though hip-hop is pushed back and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is why I try to fuse a little bit of cultural sounds, African sounds in it. Try to sing here and there other than just rapping and being hardcore about being a tau and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
start
throw in some cultural elements, sing about love, you know, everyday things. So that's what I've been trying to do so that I can just stay relevant and keep hip-hop alive in our area.
Oh, amazing, amazing. I mean, you said something right now when you're like, you know what, you started beneath the bottom.
Yeah.
I got that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So looking at your music journey, you know, from where you started to where it is now, and as the face of Petty Rap, right, would you say that you have arrived or you still have a long way to go?
I believe I still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I've done enough in the province.
Sure.
I've done my part in the province. 8 out of 10 people, when you say Malibu, they'll be like, okay, yeah, we know the guy.
100%.
Whether it's a Tsonga or a Venda or Mupedi, in the province, I've done my part.
Mm.
Even though I haven't been to certain places, but they do know me and they want me. It's just the power of me getting to reach out to them, you know. Like I said, I still need help myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, nationally, so I do go to some other places, and trust you me, they know me all across the country.
100%.
But I haven't got the means to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. I haven't impressed a lot of people enough to call me up, you know, maybe someone calling me out from Natal or calling me out from the Northern Cape and stuff like that. I haven't done enough to be called. I don't think they're sidelining me or something. I just believe I still need to push inside. Like, just push it more.
I like that. I like that. And I mean, you know what? Tomorrow we're celebrating Africa Day, right? Yes, it is. Africa Day tomorrow. So what do such days, you know, mean to you as an artist who prides themselves in their craft and culture?
It's a very important day. It's an important day that we should use to encourage and teach our youngins. Yeah, even those who have been here, who've been around, most of them are getting to forget who they are and where they come from. And you know, a person who doesn't know their roots, they will just be lost. You need to know where you come from so that you can have a clear vision of where you're going. You understand? So Africa Day, it's a very important one. It should be an important one for everyone. For me, it's an important one. I never miss this day. On Africa Day, I will go and choose one of my songs that resonate with our culture in Africa.
Yeah.
Just do a clip, put it there, and just remind people that, look, let's celebrate Africa. But fortunately, this time I'm booked. I have a booking, so I'm going to go there and deliver the African sounds.
Ah, amazing, man. Yes. Adventure Family, I'm joined in studio by the one, the only, goes by the name of Malibu. If you have any questions, if you have any compliments for the brother, I'm still chilling with him here. You can send them through. Send me a voice note or text on my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. Ah, man, I'm telling you. Malibu on that, Dipono. What was going on in your mind when you were writing the song, G? What was happening?
You know, on social media, my people always say, yeah, Malibu, look, man, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you. We love you. We want you. I'm that kind of artist. Like each and every time there's someone who does an event, when they put their flyer on social media, people are like, wait, Malibu. And I think maybe that's the reason why I'm not getting bookings. Okay, my fans are annoying them or something.
Right.
Like every time they're like, where's Malibu? Yeah, we can't do this without Malibu and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember some other time I got in trouble with the Department of Arts and Culture because there was some harsh words said to them because they didn't book me and stuff like that. But this song, I did this song for them. I did this song for everyone who appreciate me. Who, look, guys, wow, I appreciate you. I see what you're doing.
I see the love.
And I didn't thought it was this much. So, you know, people are fighting for me.
100%.
And then I'm at the corner asking myself, who am I? All these people to be fighting for me, recommending me.
Yeah.
The streams and the numbers, they are growing, the following and everything.
Yes.
And I'm just here making music as a pain. And I'm like,
oh, man.
Yes.
Look, man, I got a few voice notes over here. I think we need to take a listen to what the people are saying.
Yeah.
Malibu! Like, okay, this guy, I was introduced to him by my cousin, my late cousin, and instantly I fall in love. When I hear the song Dipono, I'm just like, oh, my cousin! And then it's like, Malibu! Happy!
I mean, you can hear the excitement, the genuine love.
Yeah.
You know, and now I hear what you're talking about. You know what? No, these people will definitely fight for you. Let's take another one.
Kim Bazooka, mebra, bona, utsere King Tulare Gasibili, mutu topa de khatya sejika mele, wawage, braga bona, keep up the good job you had bona naria, bona reitat, kabara bona baritat, au sona lwe na, abona Malibu. Abona, Rawabona, Malumu Vec, Tabaka, Walisoto, Bonarna, Malibu, Kalim Pope, Ursuri Hamunat, Caminoro, Rata, Braga, Anaga Salute. Chop,
beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. Let's take the last one.
Sure, by Kim Besh and the king himself, Malibu. Yeah, man, I just want to give a shout out. Like, you know, one thing I can say is that there was a baby rap, ne? We would hear baby rappers and all that. The talent is galore, but Malibu is one rapper that now we look up to. Kim Rapoy Loring, like Kitare, he took baby rap to the next level. Like baby rap is being more recognized now. Like I just want to give that shout out because I'm also one of the rappers. I go by the name Golden Boy from Tef. So
shout out.
Yeah, man, keep pushing. keep inspiring us and don't stop, man. You are the golden with this thing. Shout out to you, man.
Salute.
Look, Malibu, man, I mean, we can take the whole day. You can see my WhatsApp line is filled, right?
Yeah, we'll take
We'll take more later. For now, we need to get into the chats, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about your latest EP, Mirobo. How does one say it correctly? Ki ona Mirobo?
Yeah, ki Mirobo.
Ki Mirobo, ne?
Mirobo.
Mirobo.
Oh. But guess what? There's no master of...
No, but you need to correct me.
You're not that far. Mirobo. Mirobo.
Ki Mirobo.
Yeah, Mirobo.
Mirobo. All right. And what does Mirobo mean? Ki ing Mirobo?
Chance.
Aha.
Chance. Okay. You know the African chants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
So we're chanting.
Mirobo. That is why the whole goes,
Man, we learn every day.
And you know, chants are those kind of sounds or songs that are used like when people are now getting deeper, culturally, like getting deeper, calling the forefathers. You know?
Okay. And from the first listen when Tulari drops with... is it Murangwatu? Right? Murangwatu. One is taking on, the journey of a proudly abedi man, right?
Yes.
How was the journey bringing this EP to life?
You know, this EP, I can say this EP has been there since 2021. I just added two songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is six songs, right?
Yeah.
Mirobo being the title of the EP. I just did it later on. Because I was trying to find something new and trying to find the energy that I'm in right now
uh-huh.
to merge with the other songs that I did before. Because the other four songs are the songs that couldn't make it into my album Mpo in 2021.
Okay.
I just added that Murangwatu with the poem to introduce the EP and then added Mirobo. So the songs are kind of old.
Okay.
Yeah, but I believe my music is timeless because here they are. They love the songs.
No, they do.
Yeah.
It's really timeless. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we love, Dipono. And as I said, and I mentioned earlier that it was on the number one spot on the Limpopo Big Five for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And how has, the overall reception been from your followers?
It's massive. Mm. It's... It's massive.
You know,
we are living in that in the times like you mentioned, where now hip hop has been pushed to the background.
Yeah,
it's not like we don't know. Even it's us as artists, we're just doing it because we love it. And some of us, it's because people discovered us with hip hop. And some of us is even buying us bread.
Mm.
We're still doing it, but. Look, it's all in the hands of the people.
Yeah.
Most people who are trying to push the hip hop into the background, it is the business people.
Mm.
Yeah, but the business people only want to sell what is selling now.
Yeah.
If something is not selling, they put it at the back of the counter.
100%.
Yeah. Not that no one is buying it, but they put it at the back of the counter.
It's not top of mind.
Yeah, you understand.
Mm.
But hip hop, it's there. It's happening. I mean, even right now, if we can just take a chance and go look on the charts globally.
I hear you.
You'll find hip hop on the top three.
It's there.
Yeah. And so, back to my people.
Yeah.
The reception is good.
I love that.
The following is going. The bookings are coming here and there, working on them.
Yeah.
And I'm not complaining.
100%.
I'm not where I want to be.
Yeah.
But I can see the light.
I like
We're
that.
Working.
All right. And I mean, to someone, that has never heard, I mean, we know, as you mentioned, that you are known all across the province and whatnot. But to someone that has never heard your EP, how would you describe your EP to them?
The EP, I'm actually putting it out there that I'm a spiritual person.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there that I'm a cultural person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it out there that I'm an advocate. Yeah, Lelemi Lasepe.
Aha.
You have the songs like the Dollar.
Yeah.
Pela the Dollar is those kind of songs, Club Bangers, or those songs, Jao Swagger and stuff like that. But I still do it, Lasepe. So, yeah, that's just about it. I'm trying to tell the people or show them that I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah.
And then I'm a very proud African child, Omopedi. That's what I'm trying to do with that EP.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in 2024 now. You recently dropped a song with Malum Vector, Dope, titled Sokoluha.
Yeah.
How did the song, come about? Your relationship with Malum Vector? Where did you guys, meet?
There's a gent called Jack Butruku. He's a videographer. most, the best videographer in Botswana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when he first landed in South Africa in 2023, he was like, no man. There's a guy who's called Malibu. I love his music. I want to work with him.
Yeah.
He called me up. We met. He's a good guy. We started doing videos and stuff. And then he was working with the gents. Boom, Tatestana, Vector and stuff like that. And sometimes he will tell me, look, man, I found the guys listening to your music and stuff like that. I'm like,
how?
Come on. And I'm like, look, man, I love those guys. Those guys are talented.
Yeah.
And our sound kind of clicked together. I would want to work with them someday. And he said, nah, don't worry. I will make it happen. And then, before he even made it happen, he was just talking to the guys that I was with, Malibu. He said he loves your music and stuff like that. And then I went and, you know, talked to them through Insta.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm that kind of person who does all talk about it. As long as I know the best, I go to you, you know. 100%. Yeah, so I went to the guys and guys, hey, what's up, Malibu here and stuff. They're like, oh, we know you, man.
Mm.
And stuff like that. We started meeting. Then just like that, we started making music. But the song Sukulua, after my album, the album is talking about me, my struggles, who I am, where I come from.
Sure.
So people, after the album, they were like, Malibu, maybe you gotta start giving us some love songs here and there and stuff like that. Yeah, let's tone down a little bit about the praises and everything. And I'm that person who respects my fans,
sure,
who respects my people.
To the people.
Positive criticism, I take it, then I take it I respect it. 100%. So I did the song. And then I was like, nah, man, yeah, sure. He's a master at love song. Let me get him.
Yeah.
I called him and he was like, look, man, this is a banger. I'm jumping in. Then he did it. And then we have
Imagine.
A banger. Yes.
Ah, amazing stuff, man. I mean, look, can we maybe expect more hits from both of you?
Yes, yes. It's just that we do want to work together.
Yeah.
We are very busy, both of us.
100%.
Yeah, he just went independent. He's got a lot of work in his hands right now.
Yeah.
He's got a stable. He's got artists.
Mm.
Myself, on the other hand, I'm still trying to push my music out there. Still trying to put this and this together.
Yeah.
So we're busy. So him as well is trying to reach out to other places and other people. Me as well. But other than that, we're together. So we're still going to make music.
Oh, amazing stuff, man. And before I let you go, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, rappers who look up to you and are inspired. I mean, you heard what some of the voice notes that came through by your resilience, you know, your commitment to making Pedi a rap, a whole movement, right?
Yeah.
What would you like to say to them, man? What would you like to say to that person that is about to give up, does not have hope, is really talented, but what would you like to say to that person?
In 2021... before I released my album, I had a 9-to-5 job.
Sure.
That was not even paying me well. It was just so that I can buy bread at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I recorded my album in a shack. I was staying in a shack. back home where I come from, things didn't look as they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Left my job, built myself a well-equipped studio, changed the situation at home, feeding my two boys,
mm-hmm,
married a wife,
mm-hmm,
with hip-hop money.
Mm-hmm. Done.
So I don't have to explain a lot. Independently, like, so the guys just gotta be focused, you know. You gotta have goals.
100%.
Yeah, I wanna do this, focus on it, and then do it, jump to another one. Other than that, let's just work. Hip hop is a life. I'm making a few bucks here and there. I'm able to run my life.
100%.
Yeah.
Malibu, thank you so much for pulling up, man. Where can people check you out, you know, and check out if they wanna know where you're moving, man?
Yeah, there's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, the former Twitter.
Yeah.
All the platforms, it's Malibu.
Yeah.
Malibu is MALEBOO. Malibuya OJP.
Yeah, Malibuya OJP.
Yes, it's Malibu. So for inquiries and others and bookings, it's info@malibu.co.za and management@malibu.co.za.
My brother, thank you so much for pulling up. It has been a pleasure having you, hosting you. All the best with your future endeavors. We really want more music from you, and we know we're going to get more music from you, more bangers from you. So all the best, my brother.
Thank you, big brother. Thank you for having me, and thanks to Capricorn FM for having me. This is home. Every time I'm here, I feel at home.
Yeah,
and, you know, yeah, I appreciate you guys lifting our music and everything.
100%.
It's not only for Malibu. You are actually giving hope to those who are behind us.
And that's what's going on, man. Malibu is coming up next with Sokoloha. If you do not know it, Sokoloha Moli.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.